Pastor Fred McGlone. He's from the New Covenant Christian Church. Pastor, how are you?
Just fine, thank you.
And belated happy birthday to you. The pastor was telling me he just turned 65, and I said, well, 65 in body, 21 in mind.
Something like that.
There are now plans for an interfaith unity celebration entitled Love Wins that aims to provide Lansing area citizens with a positive alternative to the upcoming state capitol rally where Pastor Terry Jones, the controversial of Florida pastor, is scheduled to speak. And I wanted to talk with Pastor McGlone about that. Why did we decide to put together Love Wins?
Well, I think that it's really easy in a situation like this to embrace a reactionary posture and kind of approach things from the standpoint of let's debate your position against mine. But the fact is that Lansing is a wonderful community, and there is a great deal of effort being expended in making it a place that is good for all of its residents.
My question to you is going to be, when you see or hear someone like Pastor Jones preaching the way he preaches and attacking faiths, peoples, what do you think?
Well, at one level, at a personal level, it grieves me deeply, because I believe that it seriously misrepresents the heart of God toward all people.
From your perspective, what should faith be as opposed to what we see from people like Pastor Jones?
Well, that's a question with a long answer, but at the heart of it, I personally believe is a Heavenly Father who desires to have a relationship with His kids. And as soon as we come to a place where we codify religion and begin to debate points of doctrine and miss out on the relational aspect of our faith, I think we've lost something that is extremely important. And so in a situation like this where there's disagreement, what I see happening is that we often, when we disagree, we devalue, and then when we devalue, we behave accordingly. And if our faith doesn't somehow, again, walk out and express God's heart toward all people, then it really, in a lot of ways, it doesn't matter what the doctrine is. I mean, in the New Testament, Jesus said the whole law is summed up in love God and love your neighbor. And you can get all the other stuff right, but if love and justice aren't there, you've missed the boat.
Well, I'm not going to ask you to speak for God, but from the studying that you've done biblically, what do you think God's perspective would be on people like Terry Jones? Do you think that He would allow them, or that He would be pleased that they be allowed to have a voice?
Well, we've been given free will. And so, with that comes the risk of it being used or misused, either in ways that serve our own purposes or serve the purposes of God. And I believe God, in both His wisdom and His sovereignty, can handle the fact that we oftentimes misuse that freedom. So, for reasons known only to God, He permits it. But I believe that if people who know Him and have a relationship with Him will walk out and live the life that He's made pretty clear to us, that will speak louder than anyone's preaching, so to speak, that speaks contrary to both the Scripture and the Father's heart.
Should pastors like you have dialogue with Pastor Jones?
I would be happy to have dialogue, because he names the name of Christ, and therefore is a brother. I don't know if he would be interested in having dialogue with me, like I say, in my particular situation, I look at our city and feel like the church in the city has a responsibility to proclaim the truth, but as much by the way we respond and relate to one another as by simply, as I say, debating, you know, point for point.
Love Wins will be held Wednesday, September 7th from 5:15 to 7:30 at Holy Trinity Greek Orthodox Church. That's located at 1701 East Saginaw in Lansing. What will the attendees be seeing at Love Wins?
Well, they'll be seeing representatives from several different faith groups, basically sharing their common commitment to the welfare of the city and to harmony as best as we can experience it as human beings in our community. I think that there's a shared fear that we just don't need any more things that incite suspicion and prejudicial thinking and stereotyping of people, at all. And so it's not so much a we all believe the same things and everything's wonderful as it is, you know, it doesn't require agreement or total agreement in order to show honor and respect and love for one another, and we're going to do that.
The highlight of Love Wins could be the presentation of donations to the Greater Lansing Food Bank and the Mid-Michigan Food Banks. The contributions were raised through the Mayor's Ramadan Unity Dinner. That was an annual event that was held in Lansing last month, and more than 500 folks attended that, so I can imagine they probably found some great donations from that source. Supporters of the Love Wins event can visit lansingmi.gov, Love Wins, for additional information. We'll probably get you back on the radio the day after, and so you could tell us what happened.
Well, I'd be happy to do that, and we're looking forward to a time where we have a positive expression of what we believe is important and valuable again for our whole community. And I personally am committed not just to the notion but the reality that that love does win. It isn't always pretty. It doesn't always look the way we like it to look, but in the end, love will prevail, and everything else seems to just exacerbate the problem.
All right, Pastor, before I let you go, just out of curiosity, what's Labor Day mean from the perspective of faith?
Well, we are blessed people in this country, and frankly, a lot of that blessing in the context of the providence of God is built on the backs of hardworking people throughout the generations who lived and worked sacrificially and who helped build something that I think is pretty wonderful that we call the United States. And it's not just in my mind and heart, it's not just about our country. People who labor all over the world to make the world a better place certainly are worthy of honor.
All right, Pastor McClone, thanks so much. We'll talk with you soon.
Thanks, Tony. It was good to speak with you.